The Key West Wildlife Center is tucked behind a large group of palm trees in a shady parking lot across from a busy beach. But its little corner of paradise is drastically different from the short island shrubs and hot pavement spread right out in front of it.
It's sort of a secret park down here. I mean, certainly some people know about it, but it's not heavily trafficked. So it's a perfect place for the white-crowned pigeons, which are very skittish, very shy birds, and also a bird of... they're quite rare.
Tom Sweets is the center's executive director. The small nonprofit rescues injured wildlife from across the Keys, but it focuses mostly on birds. And right now, it's baby season in Key West.
Give me your name for the record.
Oh, my name is Peggy Kuntz.
And you are the?
Animal Care Director.
And you are running
the hospital. Yes, we call it the clinic.
The clinic.
Yep. And it's very small, very humble, but a lot of good things happen here.
Those are baby mockingbirds chirping in the background. The mockingbird is also the official bird of Florida. The center has other babies in different stages called nestlings and pre-fledglings. Another resident is one of the Keys' most well-known birds, the brown pelican. In this case, it's a young female whose age is determined by her color. She's a combination of varying shades of gray and white. As she gets older, she will begin to turn brown.
We're sort of out of season for pelicans now, but during the late fall and winter, this is what we would be really involved in heavily. We would have pelicans every... If you came in here at that time, instead of all these baby birds, we would be having pelicans.
This pelican started off as dehydrated, most likely because she's so young and doesn't know how to hunt very well, but she's on her way to recovery. The center will keep some animals, like a turkey vulture who was hit by a car. Its injuries have prevented it from being released back into the wild. Sweets says the center's job is to rescue, rehabilitate, and release most of the animals that come to it. And he says that's made possible by cooperation between organizations like his throughout the Keys.
And in the Keys, you know, it's critical. Our environment really is our economy down here. A lot of people are coming down here to see the you know, beauty and you know, the paradise. So we really need to sort of work together to keep that up.
Key West is home to several local groups whose mission includes protecting the island chain's animal inhabitants, from the endangered Key West deer to the invasive green iguana to sea turtles and even chickens. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.